public hospital parking lots are not packed the way they were in the past. That's because patients are being turned away. Doctors on duty are overwhelmed and unmotivated, while nurses haven't been coming to work for nearly 2 months as they strike for better working conditions and salaries paid in US dollars. Recently, government administrators removed striking nurses from the payroll. Enoch Dongo is the president of the Zimbabwe Nurses Association.
Yes, it's true. They were removed in July. They didn't receive their July salary, and we are not sure whether they are going to also receive their August salary. That's the stance that the government decided to take to remove all those nurses that are on strike.
The nurses struck off the payroll also did not receive the 50% salary increment and the $75 COVID allowance that was given to civil servants. Zimbabwe's economy has been in a long decline, with shortages of goods such as medical supplies, fuel and food. The national currency has collapsed in value and inflation is running at more than 700% a year. For more than a year, nurses and other medical workers have said their salaries, paid in the Zimbabwean RTGS currency, doesn't cover their costs of getting to work and held intermittent strikes. The nurses and the government are not holding talks. The government has tried to paint the nurses' strike as a political tactic, but Dongo rejects that.
It's a genuine cause, and which needs a genuine negotiation, genuine discussion, not the intimidatory way of solving it, because removing those nurses from the payroll looks like a government is saying what they did is illegal. Nurses are totally incapacitated. Nurses are fearing to go to environment where it is not safe without the proper and adequate PPEs. And those are genuine issues which need to be looked at.
Dr. Norman Matara is with the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. He says the absence of nurses is causing a crisis.
We are having a very big crisis in our hospitals at the moment. The main reason is that nurses are on strike. So this has left our hospitals with very, very minimal capacity to handle patients because you cannot admit patients when you do not have nurses. You cannot go into theater and operate on a patient when there are no nurses to eventually monitor that patient, to provide medication and drugs, and to carry on vital monitoring.
Dongo says intimidation will not work as the nurses remain resolute in their demands. He adds a good nurse is one who is motivated, financially stable, and not stressed about their daily expenses. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.